Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. It's 866-444-3478. I am the Dirt Doctor. We're talking gardening and landscaping and all kinds of stuff, but Marty Whittakin is still with me here today. And we're talking nutrition and food, and we talked earlier that you may want to listen to the archives if you missed it. We talked about a device. It's a sauna. It's a very lightweight, portable kind of a sauna that's available for taking toxins out of the body, which is the subject of one of the calls that we'll be taking here in a minute. You can, if you're interested in finding out more information about it or possibly purchasing one, go to dirtdoctor.com. Click on the button that is over on the left-hand side that says Health Works. That takes you to a store that handles them. There's a discount there available for you, and there's a discount across the board for the members of the Organic Club of America. If you're already a member, you might look into taking advantage of that. And if you're not, you can see how to join right online there on the website. Marty and I were talking a little bit about some of my golf buddies have various issues, various kinds of things, and I recommend vinegar or eating a more wholesome diet sometimes. And I get some funny stares. You've been dealing with it for a long time, though, haven't you?
Exactly. And sometimes people, they miss the big picture because it gets so wrapped up in the little details. But we are what we eat and digest. And I was thinking back to your caller this morning from Gun Barrel City about the birds not visiting the feeder, and your advice it was probably because there's still so much stuff out there in the environment that can eat what they normally eat.
Right.
And I think about these birds that show up walking around eating the French fries and the little bits of bun and so on at a fast food restaurant. They're scrawny, sick looking. Their feathers are all shaggy. They're not shiny and healthy. They're eating what we're eating because it's handy and it's there, but we would be better off eating the bugs and seeds that they eat in the field. We can't be better than what we give our body to repair the seeds, the cells. The advice that you give people about their trees and their shrubbery and their vegetable gardens, it all applies to our bodies too. You don't want to put a bunch of garbage in, and you want to make sure that it's got all the nutrients so it can do what nature intended it for it to do. Our bodies are no different.
It's pretty simple, really, but it's different than people are used to, and so any change is tough. Let's help a few people on some lines here. Dolly in Balt Springs next up. Hi, Dolly.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I would like to know, first of all, your show is great. It's very beneficial, and I wish you were on 5 to 7 days a week.
Well, we're doing something every day of the week, you know, either in the website or my column in the Dallas Morning News or something, but the radio, and you can listen to the past stuff. It's all archived on the website.
Perfect. I'm looking for a flowering shrub, something that would be very good for bees and butterflies, but especially the bees.
Mm-hmm.
I would like the little thing to grow to a height of about 6 feet because I want to plant that all around my fence line for privacy. I live in a neighborhood where you can sneeze and your neighbor hears it.
Okay.
And I just want something for privacy, but that will also feed our little bees that take care of us.
Well, it'll surprise a lot of people that some of the best choices there are some of the most common shrubs. For example, all the hollies, whether it's dwarf Burford holly or Chinese holly or Nellie R. Stevens or Mary Nell or any of the other big hollies like Savannah holly and East Palatka, all of the hollies flower and have little bitty white flowers that aren't that showy, and I guess that's why some people miss out on them, but they attract honeybees and pollinators extremely well. So I'd certainly have them in the mix. I think that abelia is also a great one because it flowers all summer long, and it's a big, easy-to-grow plant. It's just terrific.
How do you spell that?
Abelia is A-B-E-L-I-A, abelia.
Okay.
And all these are on the website and in my plant books, too. But the other one I'd recommend you look into that's not used enough is called osmanthus, and osmanthus has flowers that produce an attractant for the beneficial pollinators and so forth extremely well. Another one that's not a permanent evergreen that I'd tell you to put on your notes, we had a couple of events at our house here recently, and everybody was noticing two things. One, the wonderful fragrance in my garden, and two, the butterflies and the honeybees and the pollinating beneficial flies and all those kinds of things that were on the almond verbena.
Oh,
almond
okay.
verbena is a great big perennial. It will die all the way to the ground for a lot of people listening, especially people farther north than the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But it can be used as an annual, even in some cold climates. Down here from Dallas down through San Antonio and lower than that, it's pretty much an evergreen plant, and it produces these white fragrant flowers all summer long.
Ooh.
And it is just an incredible plant. I recommend everybody have at least one or two in the garden if you have room. They get big, you have to cut them back, but that's no problem at all.
Oh, that would be lovely. Where would I find these about this time of year?
Just call around. I've been talking about almond verbena a lot for the last few years, and quite a few of the nurseries have gotten on board and have them. But just instead of driving around, just call around first, and I bet you can find some. And if not, for whatever reason, and all of them are out of stock, go to a search on the web and order some mail order. The ones you get mail order will do just fine.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate you, your program, and your guests. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jeannie, who has a very interesting question. Go ahead, Jeannie, in Godly, Texas.
Hi. I'm a healthcare worker in a hospital setting, and this past week I was forced to choose between keeping my position or taking the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And this has become policy in a lot of the hospitals nationwide. I've been in the healthcare profession 20 years and am not really ready to retire or leave. Is there anything I can do politically, activism-wise, or counteract this vaccine that's been forced upon me?
Well, I'm going to let Marty answer this, and I'll jump in, but I'll add to it, Jeannie, something that one of my business associates went through just recently. His kids were forced to take a series of vaccines at their school,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of in the same category there. Marty, give us some help.
Oh, boy. My newsletter this past week was about the flu shots, the pros and the cons. And you never hear the cons on television because it's all the same kind of propaganda. And you can get the idea that they're safe, there's no downside, it's our only hope, and that you have to have them. Not really true. There are, at the end of the day, it's your immune system that fights things off. And when something's going around the office and some people get it and some don't, the ones that don't have stronger immune systems. So that's what I'm talking about next week. And I'm going to be talking about what to do if you already had one. But
which basically is what? The sauna would help that we've been talking about today?
The sauna would help. Anything you can do to help detoxify, because part of the problem is that these shots have aluminum, mercury, antibiotics. There are all kinds of things in there to make it more effective, supposedly. So probiotics, like one mm-hmm. of your sponsors, Dr. O'Hara's,
yeah.
that would be a very good thing to do because that's a big part of your detoxification system as well as your immune system. So you're going to boost your immunity at the same time. The problem that they never mention is that apparently these heavy metals and just the activation of the immune system for that shot has an effect on the brain. It overactivates the little immune cells called the microglia in the brain, and constantly doing that every year, and then they want you to have shingle shots in between and all of these, that sometimes the brain just doesn't calm down, and that over time, that overactivation might lead to dementia. And I just think people, it's like the Proposition 37. People,
we're going to have to run. Can you hold on, Jeannie?
Sure.
We'll be right back, okay? Howard Garrett and Marty Whitkin.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Well, you've heard me talk about the dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas for some time now, and you're going to continue to because it's the best on the market. My dogs are proof. Hannah, Carmen, and Tater wouldn't eat any other dog food. They might, but I'd have to soup it up with something that tastes really good. This dog food tastes great, and it's really good for them. There are no toxic preservatives in the product and some very high-quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One of the things I've noticed with my dogs eating Munster Natural is that they don't have any hip or joint problems, hardly ever, and that goes way back to many dogs that have eaten the Munster Natural. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling at their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product into the stores and make the customers happy, mainly making all the pets happy. There's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food. Again, that website is munstermilling.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard's back. Marty Whitkin's back with me. Jeannie's still with us in Godly, Texas. Jeannie, Marty and I talked about it a little bit more off the air. Flu shot. If you have to take one, I don't, never have taken them, as you probably know. But anybody that decides to do it or is forced to do it, like Jeannie ended up with, probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, an organic diet, and possibly, you know, if the budget allows, this sauna to take toxins out of the body would be about the only things that we can recommend.
Lots of greens. And, hey, Jeannie, do you know Jane in Godly, Texas? She used to always call my show, and I'd hear a rooster crowing in the background. Always tickled me.
That would be my mom.
I'm thinking about her.
A little follow-up question on this.
Sure.
If I have a choice between the nasal and the shot, is there a barrier or something I can put in my nose? Or silver spray or something, and would there be a benefit to taking the nasal over the vaccine if we can't get the laws changed?
This is strictly a gut feel, but I would go for the shot because in the nasal passage is so close to the brain, since that's one of our concerns about it, I would do it that. And if you're going to get it early because it takes several weeks for the body to be able to really have the immunity you're trying to get. And so you want to get it before whatever's going around goes around.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that, Jeannie.
Yeah, I understand. Really hope we can get it changed.
On
her website, on Marty's website, RadioMarty.com, and on my website, we have information that is always very controversial, you know, about the flu shots. But there's some information and some links there that you probably ought to check into, and maybe some of that stuff can help you get the people to at least give folks a choice.
Right. Yeah. It's probably good for some people, probably not good for everybody, but we've got to be able to have more information so we can choose wisely.
Right.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Okay,
see you later. Those of you that are hearing that for the first time, yeah, you heard me right. I've never taken a flu shot, except maybe when I was in the Marine Corps. I mean, they gave us stuff there. I don't know what all I had to take.
I've never had one that I know of. I've never had the flu. And
I've never had it either.
I'm a case of one, but and knock on wood, in 15 years of doing the radio show, I've never missed a Saturday because I was sick, because I try to follow at least a lot of my own advice. I'm not perfect.
Good for you. Carl has an interesting question for us in Farmers Branch, Texas. Hey, Carl.
And how are you doing?
Doing pretty well.
The thinking about having lights and making a little greenhouse for some stuff during the winter. And some of them say something about more blues to make them grow and more red to make them fruit. And
you talking about the light? What kind of light should you use in your greenhouse?
Yes, the color of light.
Most people tend to agree. There are some grow lights that have certain colors that are supposed to be better for plant growth, but I think most people will tell you just the more intense, the better. You know, whatever you can do that's going to give you the brightest light situation, and if it's not in full sun and getting the natural light. But I'll tell you a little thing that I learned years ago that may give you a tip on at least something to look into. There is a very strong theory that the most effective light for plants is the morning light. And it's a color that tends to be toward a rosy color rather than just, you know, bright yellow sunshine. And you can get into biblical backgrounds for that and all kinds of things. But I've talked to enough people about it to know that you can set up a situation in your greenhouse where the light coming in is kind of like looking through rose-colored glasses. It's that kind of a color that stimulates plant growth better than any kind of light color that you can use. And so very few people take advantage of that, but it's all based on what the color of the morning light is, and it tends to be toward that rosier color. But just in general, for greenhouse, for propagation work in the house and all, the secret on the light question is just the brightest light you can possibly get.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Going through life looking through rose-colored glasses, though, there actually must be something to that. Let's see. Jane has a comment in Louisville. Hi, Jane.
I have that machine, the InfraRay. I've had it for quite a few years.
What do you think?
It's fine. I do some other things beside that, but I think it's good.
Okay, great.
I really do. But it does get hot, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, that's the point, I guess.
Well, it doesn't actually have to. At least this particular brand, you can unzip it and get the benefit of the healing light. Even in your street clothes, if you want to take a five-minute dose before you go to work.
You sweat so bad you couldn't sit in your street.
Well, if you have it unzipped, you don't sweat as bad. Is that the deal?
Right, and okay. There are different kinds, and some you get hotter than others. It's supposed to heat up your core, not your skin and the sweat, but the longer you stay in there, eventually you will sweat, of course.
Yeah, well, they recommend, I forget how many minutes, 20 minutes, and we did that.
Yeah.
And but we always got a shower and we got out.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a very good product. But I called, too, to talk about the flu shots. Many people don't realize, and maybe I'm sure you folks do, but they are not, it is not a law that we have to take them. They are telling people that, and then they bully people into doing it.
Well, it's not a law that she's dealing with. It's the company she works for that's.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I mean. They bully people.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Jane got to run. Howard Garrett and Marty Whittakin will be back right after this. 866-444-3478 if you want to call.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says cold temperatures will leave tens of thousands of people whose homes have been damaged by Superstorm Sandy in need of alternate housing. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city expects it'll have to find housing for up to 40,000 people. Campaign aides for both President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney predicting victory in Tuesday's election. Meantime, their bosses are out crisscrossing the nation doing final campaign stops before the big vote. Syrian activists say rebels have captured an oil field near the border with Iraq today. Meanwhile, a car bomb has gone off near a major hotel in the capital city of Damascus. And thousands of people have rallied against American deployment of Osprey military aircraft on the Japanese island of Okinawa. Ospreys were deployed in October. There have been some crashes. This is SRN News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-246-5321. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-246-5321. That's 1-800-246-5321. Call 1-800-246-5321.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Top-ranked Alabama trailing 17-14 in the final minutes at Death Valley. Saw quarterback A.J. McCarron lead a masterful final 72-yard drive, hitting T.J. Yeldon for 28-yard swing pass for the winning touchdown with 51 seconds remaining and a 21-17 victory over number 5 and now 7-2 LSU. McCarron says it was a very emotional victory.
Coming back and winning a game like that, and like Coach Saban said, it might be known as the drive for the history of Alabama, and just to be, you know, a part of it with my teammates is just, I mean, it's truly a blessing.
Second-ranked Oregon remained unbeaten, outgunning USC 62-51. The 9-0 Ducks, 730 yards and 62 points were the most ever allowed by the Trojans. Southern Cal safety T.J. McDonald.
They just know how to move the ball. They got it fast, guys. They know the offense well.
Number 3 Kansas State remained unbeaten with a 44-30 victory over Oklahoma State. Wildcats star quarterback Colin Klein left in the third quarter with an undisclosed injury. That is, Coach Bill Snyder declined to discuss the nature or severity of it afterward. This is SRN Sports. Notre Dame's national championship hopes are alive after escaping upset-minded Pittsburgh 29-26 in a triple overtime thriller at Notre Dame Stadium. Irish linebacker Vanti Teo talked about his team rallying from a 14-point deficit.
Things weren't looking so good earlier in the fourth quarter, but our guys battled, and hats off to Pittsburgh. They played a tremendous game.
The fourth-ranked Irish are 9-0 for the first time since 1993. Sixth-ranked Ohio State crushed Illinois 52-22. It was seventh-ranked Georgia 37, Mississippi 10, number 8 Florida 14, Missouri 17, 10th-ranked Clemson 56, Duke 20, 12th-ranked Louisville 45, Temple 17, number 13 Oregon State came back to beat Arizona State 36-26, 14th-ranked Oklahoma was a 35-20 winner over Iowa State. It was 15th-ranked Stanford 48, Colorado nothing. 16th-ranked Texas A&M, 38. Number 17, Mississippi State, 13. Other top 25 winners, San Diego State, Texas, Nebraska, Louisiana Tech, TCU, and UCLA. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Marty Whittick and Vision with me today. 866-444-3478 if you got any questions about anything at all. I talked to Garlic Mike off the air about a question he had that I wasn't able to help him any with, and if anybody out there has any information, we're going to have to do a little research into it. Pecan truffles, the question. Truffles growing on the root system of pecan trees, I assume there. Anybody has any experience with that, touch base with us if you can. Right now we're going to go to Bushnell, Florida, and talk to Garden. Hello, Garden.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, I got a question. I've had a problem with these ants. I don't know how to get rid of them. And they're like little small ants, and when you sit on a chair out there, they get on your legs and climb up your clothes, and they bite. And somebody told me to put grits down there. They eat the grits and swell up, but I don't know. I don't have no grits. So do you have anything to put down there?
Well, you can go to the grocery store and get some grits. I've had a lot of people tell me that works. I tell you what works better for me. Well, there's several things I can tell you about, Gordon. If they're stinging you or biting you, they may be fire ants. If they're some other kind of ant, this probably would work as well. Dry molasses, which you can get from a feed store, or you can order it mail order, spreading it around, using it like a fertilizer, tends to run them off the property completely. It's amazing how well it works. The other thing that we use a lot for not only ants but for fleas and termites and various other pests is beneficial nematodes. And the last thing is you can spray them and kill them with an organic spray that is nothing but orange oil. You can make a generic mixture yourself, or you can buy an EPA label product like the Avenger makes.
Okay.
And there are some others on the market as well that are good for inside use. But ants can also be killed with baits. If you look at our website, you go into the library part or do a search on ants, you'll find these baits that contain things like boric acid and mints and attractants and that sort of thing. So there's a wide range of different things you can do, but the easiest one of all is to put out dry molasses, and it tends to run them all off.
Okay, where do I get them at? The hardware store?
If you go to a feed store, if they don't have it in stock, they can get it for you because it's a common animal feed. So the farm or feed stores, if they don't have it in stock, can get it for you. And if that doesn't work, you can order it mail order. All the products, one way or another, you can learn about and or order from the Natural Organic Warehouse. It's naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Well, I have a feed store right next to me, so I'll go
good.
And
they ought to be able to help you.
Yeah, and another thing I want to say, I heard you, I just got turned on about a half hour ago, that you were talking about arthritis. I worked for a guy 40 years ago. He had real bad arthritis, and he went all over the world to doctors trying to get it cured, and they couldn't find nothing to help him. And he said a woman told him to take a mason jar and half of vinegar and half honey and shake it up and take 2 tablespoons every morning. And he said the vinegar dissolves the calcium on your bones, and the honey lubricates it. And he said it went away, and he's never had no more arthritis doing that.
Well, maybe that's why I don't have arthritis, Garden. I eat good honey and take vinegar every day.
They call it Honegger.
Honegger?
The mixture is Honegger.
Oh, really? Okay. Garden, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Call us again. Yeah, those are two of, I guess, of the best foods or whatever you want to. Category you want to put them in that you can take good quality honey and a good quality apple cider vinegar. Here's Brenda in Dallas next up. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you, Gar?
Doing great.
Howard.
Thanks.
Good. I just had a question for Marty. Wanted to see what she thought about bioidentical hormone replacement.
Well, that's an excellent question. The hormones that we have are there for good reason, and if we have need of bringing them back up to normal levels, the only thing that makes sense to me is to use ones that are identical, because all of those problems that we got into with hormone replacement therapy were because they used the Premarin was the one that was in all of these studies that was pregnant mare urine, so it was a number of different estrogens from horses, not necessarily a great match for our own, and a synthetic progesterone that's a progestin that kind of occupied the sites where our real hormone progesterone is supposed to be. It's actually protective against cancer. Anyway, I think they're fine. You shouldn't overdo them. You should be tested because you don't need more than what you need. Anytime we upset the balance, we're kind of in trouble.
Right. Okay. Well, very good. I just started a program and just wanted to check and see what you and Howard had thought about it, because I have only read things. So
I'm learning, listening to what y'all are talking about here.
Very good. Very
good. You're on the right track. Just don't overdo it.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Let's see what Martha's up to in Colorado Springs. Hi, Martha.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
I am calling to find out what you all think about those of us that have had measles and they're pushing the shingles vaccinations.
Oh, good question.
Well, everything that I said about the flu shot applies to the shingles. It's not a pleasant thing. I had chicken pox, and I actually had shingles. And things like that only creep up on you when you let your immunity down. That's usually when you're under a lot of stress, maybe eating comfort foods around the holidays, traveling, things like that. Well, I got myself in a position where I got the shingles, but I got rid of it in 3 days because I just ganged up on everything I know that builds up immunity. And as uncomfortable as it was, I look at those ads and I say, no, thank you. I really don't like people injecting stuff in me. I mean, we have this whole thing with the fungus contaminated shots that were given in the back, and now we have people with meningitis. I would rather avoid that if I can.
What did you do?
Oh, gosh, I have a whole list, which I probably will put on the website again, but I use homeopathics, I use vitamin C, I use colostrum, I use
probiotics.
Probiotics for sure, Dr. O'Hara's.
Yeah.
I throw the book at it because I'm not a science experiment. I just want it to go away.
Yeah.
Do you also use a lot of natural antioxidants?
A lot of them, especially vitamin C. I gang up on that, but I take zinc lozenges. Anything I know has got some science behind it. I do it all. Garlic.
What about ginger? What about chewing raw ginger?
Ginger is a tremendous anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant.
Okay. That's what I assumed it was. Yeah.
I did a newsletter on it one time. It's in my archives of newsletters at RadioMarty.com. I'll have to dig that out and run it by again because people are being hammered to get the shingles vaccination. And if they get the shingles, it'd be nice to have that handy. So I'll run that sometime in the next few weeks.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty. Martha. Next up, Pat in Carrollton, Texas. Hey, Pat.
Hi, good morning, you two information angels.
Thanks.
I always want to say I hope you didn't break your wings when you fell from that cloud, helping us with all this. I'm writing as fast as my hand will let me. Thank you so much for this. One thing I haven't heard mentioned, and I'm so surprised, but thank goodness you're both here. I said, well, why did I ever ask? It's not being asked. But I don't know how to preserve food when it's in plenty and it's in bloom. It's reasonably priced at the food stores, but there's just more than anyone can use at any one time unless you just wrap it in a Ziploc bag and throw it in the freezer. But we could lose our electricity, which has happened in just a few places this week all up and down the East Coast. I said, why wait till it's my turn to not make the plug work in the wall? What can I learn from you both that would help me learn to preserve food before I buy all the jars and water bath and pressure cooker for canning or even drying, but mostly canning? And could you tell me, is there anyone who gives a demonstration before I would perhaps, and I don't want to, but decorate the ceiling of my kitchen with a pressure cooker I might not know how to use, just, you know.
Well, on the preserving food, there's a book I strongly recommend that I just became familiar with, and it's called The Art of Fermentation.
Oh, you mentioned that.
And it's a big book, and it's just wonderful. I haven't read it all yet at all. And it's got great photography in it and everything about how to turn basically anything into a fermented food. And that's the best way to preserve it because that takes it from a raw form into a form that's even more healthy for you.
Wow, and safe.
It's a great, great, well-written book called The Art of Fermentation.
I know you spoke about it last week, and Howard is, and there is something dealing with canning safely.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I don't think there's anything about using a pressure cooker in there. Marty, you got any tips for?
I'm not a fan of the kind of canning that requires cooking because you destroy the enzymes and you lose a lot of the nutrients. By fermenting it, then you make the nutrients more accessible. Freezing, except for the, you know, unless you have a generator for the problem that you talked about, freezing is certainly better than canning. Dehydrating is probably better than canning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because all you do there is remove the water, and so then it's preserved because it's dry. When you boil it, you pull out minerals and you destroy the enzymes and you break down some of the B vitamins and so on.
Marty, that's incredible. Is there any particular device that you're familiar with you recommend of a drying device? And are they safe to leave when you can't be home for the days it takes for the drying process to be complete? I hate to leave things plugged in and not be home, even a crock pot, because I live in a community with other people, and I might be away, but other people might be here, and I don't want to put anyone at risk. But are there unless a long weekend,
The dehydrators are almost like a light bulb. I mean, they're very, very low power. I would think that they would be safe even if you weren't home.
That's great. Is there anywhere that you recommend in the Metroplex where it'd be a reliable source to get that?
Ooh, not anymore. I think you probably would just have to do some internet research. I can't think of one. I imagine you can get it at a place like Bed Bath & Beyond, anybody that has a big selection of kitchen-type appliances.
Thank you. Or even the book, that, or a restaurant supply place, perhaps, or even the book Howard recommended.
Yeah, it may have some of that kind of information in it. I think it does. It's well documented and footnoted and the good photography and the whole thing. I'm a big fan of the book. Thank you, Pat.
And pictures. Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye. thank you very much. Yeah, it's called The Art of Fermentation. I'll probably do a newsletter on it and let people know where. Well, any Amazon, bookfinder.com, places like that is where we found a copy, and anybody can. Howard Garrett and Marty Whittakin, 866-444-3478. We'll be back.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, back with you, Howard and Marty, the Dirt Doctor, and the, what is your nickname?
Oh, I'm just a certified clinical nutritionist.
Why don't you
Health
tell?
Nut.
Besides Radio Marty, how can people get your information and your show and all that?
Everything is on there. They can sign up for the newsletter, RadioMarty.com. There's archives of like 3 years worth of newsletters, 10 years worth of radio shows. How you can listen? You can listen online. You can get a podcast. All those
more and more
things.
People are doing the podcast thing. I think maybe as many people listen to my show that way as while it's live. My information, if you're a new listener, just stumbled into us this morning, dirtdoctor.com is the website. Our free newsletter is just send us your email address, info@dirtdoctor.com. And that's also the address to use if you want to send us photographs for me to help diagnose something and answer plant questions, info@dirtdoctor.com. Organic Club of America is a membership, and it does cost a little bit, but there's a whole bunch of benefits much more valuable than what it costs. Texas Organic Research Center is our not-for-profit organization involved in collecting data, research and data on this natural organic approach, and you can see all that by going into the website, into the research area. We had a call from a truck driver who had to leave. I hope he's still listening because the question from Richard was about dementia, his wife starting to have some issues, and it's one thing that hadn't come up yet today. Marty and I are both big, huge fans of coconut oil, and there's a lot of data behind it helping with that exact problem.
It does. It creates the ketones that are a fuel source for the brain. And when the circulation of the brain has been cut down, that's really important. I would encourage Richard to have her tested and make sure she's not anemic. Sometimes older folks get low in iron. They can be low in vitamin B12. They can benefit a lot from phosphatidylserine. There's a product called Memory Works that's the best researched I know of. But those things will really help, and probably the sauna, because a lot of these toxins attack the nervous system. We know that toxins cause 95% of the cancers, but I think they'll show in time that it also is a cause of Alzheimer's.
And this sauna that she's referring to is, we had a guest today who has this sauna that's very reasonably priced for what it does, pulling toxins out of the body. You can get a deal by going to dirtdoctor.com, click on HealthWorks logo over there on the left-hand side, and that's where it's available, or just the information if you want to learn more about it.
They have an outlet store, too, that you can find out about on that website, and you can go there and actually look at it if you're anywhere near Plano, Texas.
Yeah, that would be something I would recommend. And some of these other products, like the probiotics that Marty and I are so high on, is there. Also, the flax product. When a lot of you used to do my health drink that I always talk about a lot, and we did a newsletter. One of the last newsletters was about my recommended nutritional program and started getting into some of these new things. And the human missing link isn't made anymore. So Marty recommended this flax product to me, and they sell it there as well at HealthWorks. And it's got a bad name. I can't
just
ever remember.
Just ask for the sprouted flax.
Sprouted flax product. Yeah, it's called Flax Revolution.
Revolution,
something
like that. Anyway. They also carry that oxalant that I mentioned, that if you're going to be in the sauna, it's a good way to get your multivitamin at the same time.
When we did a whole lot of work on the radio and a newsletter about coconut oil being so beneficial and everything, I got a lot of positive response from people that had tried it and it had good luck improving symptoms of things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and that's what the original research was all about, was Alzheimer's. And we got one negative thing, and it was from somebody who was a vegetarian that said it wasn't a good oil, that it would make your cholesterol too high. And that's the only – and it was from somebody that I admire greatly, the Bragg vinegar people that said it. But what do you think about that, Marty?
Well, it is a saturated fat, and so if you buy into the whole idea that if you eat saturated fat, your cholesterol will go up, then that's where that idea came from. But in practice, usually doesn't happen. And in fact, the lauric acid that's in it kills fungus, and fungus in your system is one of the things that runs up cholesterol. So it's an individual matter. And if you're watching your cholesterol and the only thing you've changed is coconut oil and it goes up, then don't do so much of it. But I think by and large, it's very healthy.
But it's very healthy and it tastes great. I love the flavor, and there's a lot of data, a lot of research behind it.
Give it to my dog, too.
Yeah, the pets love it. My dogs do as well. Linda has a question for you. It needs to be pretty quick on beets. Go ahead, Linda.
I have a question about drying beets. I've been doing this for many years, and I wondered if there's any problem with it.
With beets?
Drying beets.
They're very good for the liver. They're detoxifying. They are very sweet, so it depends on what else you do and whether you have blood sugar problems. But
she's just wondering if it hurts to dry them.
No, just takes out the moisture.
Yeah. Linda, if you had something else, I'll put you on hold. Enjoyed being with everybody today, especially you, Marty. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You're always fun. So many things are related between plants and animals,
people.
And this is a good thing to get together from time to time. Again, RadioMarty.com. My website's DirtDoctor.com. Get out there and do some gardening. This is the very best time of the year to do gardening in the fall. And those of you that are in California, Prop 37, let's vote it in. Let's make it identified on the labels, those GMOs.
Amen.
Enjoy your gardens, everybody. And don't forget to feed the birds.